We're now entering the big courtroom, and as you can see, it's the hallway between the two sides of the building.
Green Lake County Clerk Marge Bostelman shows off the old courthouse. Its offices are dark and crammed with furniture and workers. Built in 1898, it sports antique tin-plated ceilings and wooden railings, offset by 1970s fixtures like the courtroom's bright yellow bucket seats. But it's not big enough to house the county's roughly 150 workers. Currently, they're split up between the courthouse and an old gear factory. Bostelman adds the building only has 37 jail cells.
So if we have any number of prisoners over that, then we are housing them at a different facility, which we pay board for them. At one point, it was close to $500,000 a year. And we have some prisoners on the bracelet system now, and it has come down a little bit, but it still is a substantial amount of money that we're paying.
At 122,000 square feet, the new Justice Center has space, including more than 100 jail cells. Improved security is another feature at the new center. At the entrance, a security guard waves a handheld metal detector across Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Padull and other visitors.
At the old facility, we have a part-time security officer that does walk through the building, but it was one of the priorities that the county board approved to make sure our new facility was secure, that all the public that came in were screened.
The Justice Center was funded largely through a 0.5% sales tax enacted by the county in 1999. The recessions helped lower contractor fees, which made construction come nearly $1 million under budget. But some locals say, despite the savings, Green Lake's downtown shops and restaurants will suffer after the county's workers are moved to the new Justice Center several miles away.
I worked in three different businesses in the downtown area over the last years. They are not going to come into town after working out there. This town depends on tourism to the max, no question about it.
Sandy Lang has lived here since 1947. She's criticized county officials for not initially putting the 0.5% sales tax increase up for a referendum vote and for not being more resourceful with existing space. Lang says county workers could have been moved to other buildings in the area. Another critic is realtor Tim Jankowski. He asks what will happen to the 112-year-old courthouse once the county offices go. Without something in it, he's afraid it'll become run down.
I don't know why they hadn't looked up for a backup plan in the past. Now, after the fact, we're trying to figure out what to do with the facility. Altogether, I think it's 67,000 square feet or something, and it's just a big nut to crack in an economy that isn't necessarily putting forward too much venture capitalism.
Backers of the new Justice Center say its location gave them room to expand and modernize county services, something that wasn't possible with the old courthouse and its one-block space. And they say they'll find something eventually for the old courthouse. Possibilities include low-income housing, a Native American-owned casino, or a wellness center. That last option might just be the thing for those who consider the whole issue one big headache. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.